بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ولا رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة في الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How is everybody doing? الحمد لله. جزاكم الله خيرا for coming out. Today we have actually a really interesting and challenging class. I want to say that ahead of time, so you're not caught off guard. But challenging in a way that this is a good challenge, inshallah. And challenging in the way that this is extremely rewarding. Because once we get this, one of the biggest pieces of our foundation is complete. We already have a good base on isms, understanding their how to tell their status, how isms and harf interact, how two isms interact. Okay, we're gonna get a better understanding of the jumla ismiya soon, inshallah. We have a basic understanding, we'll have a better understanding soon, inshallah. We have a good understanding of how jumla fi'liya works. You have a fi'il, a fa'il, sometimes a maf'ul. The fi'il and fa'il are always there. Fa'il can be, a pronoun, or it can be a outside fa'il, always marfu'. The fi'il maf'ul could be attached pronoun or an outside maf'ul, a word that is always mansub. So we've seen a lot of those things, alhamdulillah, we have a foundation for that. One of the pieces that's missing here is the present tense fi'l. Once we add this, now all of a sudden we're in business. Really, the basics are covered after this. Then we're just building and adding on top, inshallah. So this is a foundational piece, and that foundational piece is usually a little challenging. But like I said, it's also rewarding, inshallah. So I hope, inshallah, you'll be up for the challenge, yes? Inshallah ta'ala. All right. What I'm going to give you first is a moment to recall the family one table for Alima. Tell me first the members of the family. I'll start you off. You're the past tense. Huh? That is Alima. Then what else do I have? I have present tense. Very good. Then command, excellent. Then master, excellent. Then the actor, excellent. And finally, the acted upon. Okay, I want you to take a moment to figure out all these, inshallah, and send it to me in the chat box as a private message, inshallah. Okay. We'll take a minute to do that because it's a good refresher for us. MashaAllah, Sister Zahida, thank you very much. I have excellent, very good. The command, Sister Zahida, would be not lima, would be i'lam, right? chop chop. Correct? MashaAllah, Strom Ziyad. Excellent, Ahsanti, well done. Barak Lafiki, Sister Alifa, very good. What I'll do is I will actually put up this here for you. All right. So at least you have that. MashaAllah, Ahsanta ya Bilal. Well done, brother Bilal. Very, very good, MashaAllah. Barakallahu feek. That's very nice, MashaAllah. Okay, I'm going to actually proceed with answering, inshallah. All right, so I have Sister Shireen Ahsanti, well done, MashaAllah, very good. No problem, Sister Michelle. Jazakallah khair for messaging me regarding your, the scheduling. I haven't responded to emails. Forgive me, people, inshallah, I will respond to your emails. Or Sister Solange will, inshallah. All right, barakallahu feekum. Let's get started, inshallah. I have alima. How do I start the present tense? I started by having a ya with a fatha. That's in family one. Family one, I start the present tense by having ya with a fatha. This is key. Then I have my R1 with a sukoon. R2 has what? R2 has a fatha because of the A here. R2 in present tense is usually difficult to determine. But here we are. Here is a fatha. The dictionary tells us it has a fatha. And then R3, we put a dhamma. And as we'll see soon, lots of interesting things will happen to the R3. Ya'lamu. Okay? Command tense is, the idea is chop, chop. So what do I chop? I chop the ya. Right? I chop the ya. And then I chop the dhamma of the meme. And I put a sukoon there. Now, I will have trouble pronouncing this because it's starting with a, what? Sukoon. So I will add a hamzatul wasal here. I don't know, there was like a... All right, forget that, I can't enter Hamzul Wasal, I just enter Alif that I will assume you will understand is Hamzul Wasal. I'lam, okay? I will add that there, I'lam, and that is how I write the command. The master, I will have to look up. And what is the master here? It's in the brackets of the dictionary entry. Al-ilm. We're entering al just to differentiate our master from or our isms from our fi'l. Al-ilm. And we leave R3 blank, no tashkil on R3 because the point of this activity for the ism isn't to determine an R3 status. But if you wanted to, marfu' would be al-ilm. What would be the marfu' version of the master? Al-ilm. Move. Perfect. You can send a message to everybody, please. Now, like a group message. Jazakumullah khairan. What will be the mansub version of the masdar? Al-ilma. And what will be the majrur version of this? Al-ilmi. Right? So, as you can see, it's all there. The actor is, again, we enter the al as an optional thing just to distinguish it from the fi'l. Al-a-lim. Leaving R3 again blank. If I was to make it marfu', it would be al-ali. Al-ali. Al-alimu, right? Perfect. If I was to make it mansub, it would be al-ali ma. And if I was to make it majroor, it would be al-ali mi. Perfect. As you see, it's the same thing. The acted upon, same situation. Al-ma'loom. Al-ma'loom. Okay, very, very good. Alhamdulillah. So that, folks, is that when it comes to the family one table. Now, the thing for us to notice is this. The present tense, right? That's a good reminder for us, I hope. How it starts with a ya. That's a key thing. Unlike the past tense where R1 is the first letter, here the first letter is other than R1. And that's something that we've seen consistently in our study of families. And it will be something that we'll continue to see, inshallah ta'ala. Okay, let's look at, now let's do another activity, shall we? By the way, I have updated the book, and now what I do is that when I update it, I put like when I updated it here. So Feb 3rd, you can get it from here, inshallah. That's the newest version of it, inshallah. Okay, now let's do an activity, shall we? Okay, fill from the ayat below, fill in the table for the fi'il, alima ya'lamu. Here's what you're gonna do. I'll give you an ayah, okay? I'm going to give you an ayah, and I'm going to copy-paste the ayah here in the chat box, okay? Now, what I'd like you to do is open the ayah, find the instance of alima ya'lamu, and using the translation, figure out what is the actor. Forget the pattern for now. Don't worry about the pattern right now. Just figure out for me the fi'il and the actor, okay? And I've written the pronouns here, so you have to enter the pronouns accordingly. Ready? All right, let's get to it. I will open it too. And I'll leave it here for you to see and inshallah figure out. Is the activity clear, people, what we're trying to do? Okay, I'll repeat again. Okay, here is the activity. Here it is, an ayah that I have put here. I want you to find the fi'il, you know, with the root letters ayn, lam, mim. Okay, and from the translation, figure out which of that fi'il has the pronoun, he, she, you, I, we, and put that into this table. So firstly, let's do the first one together just to make it easier. Okay. This ayah, does it have an instance of the fi'il alima ya'lamu? Does it have an instance of it? Excellent. Somebody said, Brother Bilal said ta'lamu. Let me share the computer sound. Let me play this. Okay. I want you to pay attention to it, inshallah. Maybe one activity we'll do listening.
وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً.
By the way, press 1 if you hear it.
قَالَ قالوا أتجعل فيها من يفسد فيها ويسفك الدماء ونحن نسبح بحمدك ونقدس لك قال إني أعلم ما لا تعلمون.
Perfect. I heard, I see, mashallah, people entering one and two. That is fantastic. Because indeed, there are two instances of the fa'il there. First instance is أعلم. The second instance is تعلمون. You might be able to see that a'lamu, the root letters are ayn, lam, mim. And then ta'lamun, the root letters are also ayn, lam, mim. That is two instances of this fa'il. Now, I'm looking for he, she, you, I, or we, right? That's the pronoun I'm looking for. Is there a pronoun I here? I, no. And from the translation, tell me from the translation. The very last part of the translation. Is there I know there? Right there, right? Surely I know that which you do not know. What's the word for I know? Take a guess. The word for I know, as you have correctly guessed, is a'lamu. And I will copy this. And I will put this under what? Here. Make sense? All right. Don't worry about the file right now. And don't worry about the pattern right now. Okay? We'll fill this in together. Okay? But does it make sense now what we're doing? Okay. Next ayah. So from Surah Yasin, let's figure it out, people. I'll actually play the ayah.
فَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ قَوْلُهُمْ إِنَّا نَعْلَمُ مَا يُسِرُّونَ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ.
Excellent. Is there one or two instances? In fact, there is only one instance, right? You have inna na'lamu right here, R1, R2, R3, correct? Yusidruna can't be at the scene. But يُعْلِنُونَ, there's a عَيْن, sure. The lam, sure. But then there's a noon, right? And we don't want the noon, okay? So that's not our R3. So the word that we're looking for is نَعْلَمُ. Okay, what is the pronoun? So what changed between I know and you know? Sorry, I know and we know. What changed? Excuse me. The letter noon. Indeed, mashallah. Very good. All right, so where do I put this? Na'alamu. In we. Okay, very good. All right, very good, very good. Wasn't there, you know? So there is, let their words not grieve you. فَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ قَوْلُهُمْ إِنَّا نَعْلَمُ. We have knowledge of all they conceal and all they reveal. Right? So it is, we know, not you know. In the first one, there was, I know what you do not know. كَيْ تَعْلَمُونَ. We'll come to ta'alamun a little bit. Okay, we'll do that later on. But firstly, we're just doing a'lam. Right, so Shireen, there is in fact two instances. I'll write this for you. This is, you know, 1, 2, 3, right? This is our root letters. And again, 1, 2, and 3, right? Both of these instances are there. This is I, and this is ta'alamuna is you all. Ta'alamuna is you all. But we'll get to that later. We'll get to that in a little bit. Right now, we're only worried about a'lamu. Make sense? Because if I throw all of it on you guys, that's a serious onion being peeled, right? Okay? All right, next one. By the way, what I'll do is this. I'm going to actually allow you to unmute yourself, okay? And you can even say out loudly, oh yeah, here it is, and I have seen it. You don't have to type it. If you don't want to type it, you want to say it, by all means. All right, here we are, okay?
أفلا يعلم إذا بعثر ما في القبور.
All right, what's the one? The word is
يعلم.
يعلم. Thank you very much. جزاكم الله خيرا. Here is my R1, my R2, and my R3, right? And what is the transition? The transition says, is he not aware of the time when the contents of the graves will be brought out? Okay? إِذَا بُعْثِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ. Okay? So the word we're looking for is يَعْلَمُ. And which pronoun am I putting it in? This one I think is easy because we've seen this in our table here, right? Present tense, right? Yay. So this goes he. Make sense, people? What's the difference between ya'lamu and a'lamu and na'lamu? What's changing? At the beginning, perhaps let's start to write a pattern. Okay? So the pattern would be here I have ya with the fatha. Correct? Then I have R1. Then sukun. R1 the sukun, yes. But let's first just maybe write this part. Just until R1 right now. Is that okay? Yeah, with the fatha followed by R1. Does that make sense, people? Oh, look at that. Now I can make this a little smaller and I have more space to type. Not that much smaller, though. Okay, that one be better. Give myself a little bit of a chance. Yeah, there we go. So more, I'll write the pattern in a little bit later, okay? I'll do the pattern a little bit afterwards, like what's to come, okay? Like, we'll leave this part a little blank for now, okay? What about a'lamu? How do I start the pattern? For I. Alif, Hamza with a fatha, correct? Then I have R1, correct? Then I have other things after it. Folks, do you notice that part at least for now? Okay. Next one. We. Well, do you notice? Noon alif, or I think this should mean noon with the fatha, right? Followed by R1. And then there's more stuff to come. That's all right. Okay, very good. Alhamdulillah, barakallahu fiki. All right, then. We have our basic pattern here. Let's go to the next one, shall we? All right, here is the ayah.
ربنا إنك تعلم ما نخفي وما نعلن.
Yeah, I think we already spotted it, so I'm gonna stop the citation. تعلم. R1, R2, R3. They're the same, right? Is it نعلن as well? Is it also? I have R1, R2, but noon, so that's not the one we're looking for. No. Okay, ta'alamu. What does ta'alamu mean then? You have knowledge. You know, right? You know. So this goes where? This goes under you. Yay. All right, very nice. Thank you. Jazakallah khairan. What would be the pattern here? Start with the fatha. R1.
All right, very good. Excellent. You with me, people? So far, so good?
All right, this is a tricky one. Ready?
فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ
Okay. So the first one that you have spotted is ta'lamu. Is this the one? R1, R2, R3, right? The other one that you spotted was ya'malun. Is this the one? R1 is ayn. R2 is supposed to be lam. So this is not the one. Even though it's the same three letters, ayn, mim, lam. Right? But that's not what we're looking for. We're looking for ayn, lam, mim. That's okay. This is part of why we do it together. Inshallah, right? So this is one of the reasons why there are two different types of fi'l. Even though the letters of the root are the same, the order of the roots is not the same, and thus it is not the same fi'l. That's all right, alhamdulillah. Where is where are you guys attending from, Brother Bilal, Shireen, Actually, where are people attending from the morning session? I'm actually quite interested. Calgary, oh boy. Sisters in Calgary as well. Dover, UK, okay. Barcelona, Brother Harith. UK, what time is it? 12 p.m. In Barcelona, okay. Mississauga, oh, mashallah. Johannesburg, mashallah. 1 p.m. in Barcelona, okay. Johannesburg, I think it's night there as well. Oh, actually, I don't know what's in. 2:30, okay. Australia, 11:30, oh boy. All right, so we were having like a, mashallah, a good mixture of people. All right, so the one we're looking for is ta'lamu. Now, which one is this going to? Which, what's the pronoun here? We have some guesses about this because this is a tricky one, like I said. So ta'lamu is our only candidate. Ta'lamu looks like it's you, right? Because the pattern is the same as you, isn't it? But here is an interesting difference. The translation says what? No soul knows. So the fa'il here is what in this sentence? From the translation. Perfect. The translation, you can tell me the fa'il is soul. Okay? Which in Arabic is what? Nafsun. Right? Nafsun. And its gender in Arabic is, as mashallah, Sister Ziyad and Sister Mishal are saying, it is feminine. The feminine gender. Nafsun, that word is feminine. So this actually would be hidden pronoun, she, right? For this to work, ta'lamu has to be hidden pronoun, she. Isn't that right, people? For it to work. And I will then copy and paste this under she. Now you notice our first complexity, right? What is the first complexity? She and you are the same. Now, interestingly, you know, if you have both of you being the same, that's not that bad, right? For male and female, right? That's no. This, by the way, you male, okay? But here you are. It is not only a different, you know, this is third person. He, she, they. It's the second person, you. Not only is that different, but also the gender is different. She is masculine. She is feminine. He is. She is feminine. You is masculine. Do you see that complexity? Yes or no, people? Okay. That. So that is something that's interesting about the present tense. This is something when I first learned it, it threw me off completely. I was like, how could this be possible? Okay. How can she and you be the same? Because, and you male, like how does that work? But subhanAllah, this is how it is. And we have to figure out based on the context. So Sister Michelle saying use outside file to determine if it's he or she and then default to male. That would be a good approach. However, I would say even we don't default to you. It really, there's no defaulting. It's just what's the context telling us? You or she. That's the way you determine it. Okay? Make sense for now? It's going to get, like we'll expand upon this. But I want you to notice this before we start our study or a deep dive into the present tense. This is how it is. Okay, let's look at the next part. Now the fun begins. Oh, we've already seen that one. Sorry. Hold on. This one. All right. There. Okay, this is going to be a very interesting one.
والله خلقكم ثم يتوفاكم ومنكم من يرد إلى أرذل العمر لكي لا يعلم بعد علم شيئا إن الله عليم قدير.
MashaAllah, two instances of Ain Lam Mim. The first one, as you've identified correctly, is Ya'lama, right? And the second one is Ilm, but this is an ism, right? This is an ism. You're right. This is Ain Lam Mim. That's correct. In fact, I'm sorry, there's actually a third instance. Alim as well, right? Ain Lam Mim. Thank you. Good job. Good job pointing that out. I actually didn't realize that. But these two are isms, so we are not going to consider them, right? They're isms. I'm just going to cross it out for that reason that we're not looking for ism. We're looking for fa'il. Correct? And our fa'il is Ain, Lam, and Mim. There is no other fa'il with this, right? خَلَقَكُمْ ثُمَّ يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ مِنْكُمْ وَيُرَدُّ إِلَىٰ أَرْذَلِ الْعُمُرِ. Umur is Ain, Mim, Ra. So that's definitely not it. Plus, it's a ism with the Al. Okay, what does the translation then say? God created you, and then he shall cause you to die. And some shall have their lives prolonged to abject old age. إِلَىٰ أَرْذَلِ الْعُمُرِ لِكَيْ لَا يَعْلَمَ بَعْدَ عِلْمٍ شَيْئًا. Ceasing to know anything after one's having knowledge. God is knowing and powerful. لِكَيْ لَا. Now you notice something interesting about this one, right? The fa'il that we're looking for is ya'lama. All right. Let me put ya'lama in our table. Where does ya'lama go? He. Okay. Here, I want you to realize for me something. Or tell me something interesting. What is it, something interesting? Some of you are already noticing that. R3 I can just type today. Allah will help, inshallah, right here. R3 with a fatha, right? R3 with a fatha. Here we had what? R3 with a dhamma, correct? You with me, people? Now, I am going to actually put likay here. There's a reason why I'm putting Likay, and I'll explain to you in a second. Okay? The word La doesn't like affect, but the word Likay is the important one. And we'll talk about what Likay means in a sec. Okay? But I'm just putting that there for now. Here is another example. This is an interesting one. All right, this is a good one. This is a easy ayah.
عَلَّمَ الْإِنسَانَ مَا لَمْ يَعْلَمْ.
Let's try again, shall we?
عَلَّمَ الْإِنسَانَ مَا لَمْ يَعْلَمْ.
Okay, there's a bunch of things that sound all the same. So you have R1, Ayn, Lam, Meme. But this is which family, just out of curiosity. Close, it's family 2, right? Family 2 with the Shadda. So even though it's correct, we're not looking for this, right? Plus is present tense. Plus is past tense. Okay. Malam is ma means what, lam means not. Okay, these are harf. This is a harf. This is a harf. Okay, I mean there's two harfs. Ma is a harf. Lam is a harf. Ya'lam is root letter 1, 2, and then 3. Right. This is our one. Okay. What does it mean?
Taught man what he did not know.
Okay. Tell me, people. Which one is it and where is it going? Ya'lam. Going under he. I'm going to add another thing here. Ya'lam. Is there something before ya'lam that I should also include a harf? Which one? Should I pick lam? I'll pick lam. How's that? Okay. I'll pick lam for it. And I will add that here. Okay. All right. Make this bigger now. Clear all drawings. Perfect. All right, pronoun remains he still, right? Yes or no? The pattern is not the same. What's the pattern now? I have ya with the fatha, followed by R1. Followed by what, people? What's on R3 here? R3 with sukun. Isn't that right, people? R3 with sukun. And if I was to take the pattern for ta'lamu, you would put it as R3 with dhamma, right? Correct? Okay. I will copy paste this to complete our pattern here. Okay. Ta'lamu. Right? This ta'lamu as well. Correct? They're all the same, aren't they? Ta'lamu.
And finally, that. Are you with me, people? Do you see? Now, this is this activity that we did. We were able to see that here is a very interesting and unique thing about the present tense fair. What's very interesting and unique about the present tense fair is that R3's tashkil will change even if the pronoun is he. Even if the pronoun is he. The pronoun didn't change. But R3's tashkil changed. Compare that to the present tense. R3's tashkil would only change when the pronoun changed. Correct? Otherwise, R3's tashkil wouldn't change necessarily. Here, in fact, R3's tashkil is changing. It is changing. And it is changing because there is a harf that's causing that change. Okay? It's changing because there's a harf that is causing that change. Let me give you an analogy. Okay? The analogy is harf of jar. You remember harf of jar, people? What happens with harf of jar? Ism majrur after, right? Alhamdulillah. We're okay with that. I think we know that comfortably. Okay. Just like ism majrur is affected by harf jar, the present tense fi'l is affected by a harf before it. لِكَيْ يَعْلَمَ You with me, people? لَمْ يَعْلَم All right. Let us open the book, inshallah, because now we're going to get into understanding why this is the case. Okay. Did you see, this is the point I was trying to enable, or I was trying to get to, where we see not just the patterns of the fi'l, but more precisely, we get to black boxes. Hold on. Oh yeah. Stop. Share. Okay. How's that, people? Better? Alhamdulillah. Okay. Okay. So this is a very important observation. Are you all okay with making this observation right now? That the pronoun is he, yet R3 is changing. This is a stark contrast from our present tense, or from our past tense. And another observation is there's a harf that is causing this change. Likai, lam, it's causing it. Okay? It's as if there's three statuses here, right? We have a dhamma, fatha, and a sukoon. Okay, let's take a look. Present tense. From the study of the past tense, note two things. Note two things. The past tense is mabani. But what does the word mabani mean? This is a term, and we're going to introduce this term right now. Circle back to it later. Mabani. Let's actually look at the word mabani in the Quran. All right. Did you spot the word mabni in this ayah?
لكن الذين اتقوا ربهم لهم غرف من فوقها غرف مبنية تجري من تحتها الأنهار.
Right. That's the word, مَبْنِيَّةٌ. Now this is with the feminine version, right? تَا مَرْبُوتَ. If you were to remove the تَا مَرْبُوتَ, what do you have? مَبْنِي. What's the, can you guess what the word means? غُرَف. It's hard to guess, actually. The translation isn't very easy to guess from, okay? Mabani means built up. Built up. Okay? Those who fear their Lord, for them are ghuraf, mansions. Min fawqiha, above them. Ghurafun, mansions. Built upon them. So built mansions, built upon them mansions. Mabaniya is built. Make sense? Mabaniya is built. And it says tajrim in tahtiha al-anhar, beneath which there will be rivers flowing. Wa'ada Allahi la yukhlifu Allahu al-mi'ad. This is Allah's promise, and Allah does not change or break His promises. The word mabni is actually an interesting word. It actually means to be built, to be something that is something built, constructed. The idea is that, and then we have an ayah for this. The idea is that it is something that doesn't change. Right? Once something is built, can you change it like from the outside? Can you move it around like from one street to the other? Can you? Not really, right? I mean, if you have to do that, you have to exert an amount of effort that's too much. Might be worth just breaking it down and rebuilding it. Right? Something that essentially is fixed. Something that is fixed. That unaffected by what's around it. Let's call it that. Make sense? That's what mabani is. So the past tense for us was mabani. Its artri and pronouns are not affected by a harf before it. Okay? Is that point clear? Let me show you an example or a few examples. Right? You would have the word qad. Is the word qad a harf? The word qad was a harf, if you remember. Right? And it did not, this harf did not affect ja'a. It remained the way it is. Here is another thing before it, man. But didn't affect ja'a before, after it. They have qad again. Laqad, in fact. It does not affect nasara. It remains r3 fatha. Does not change. Doesn't matter what you put before it. You put fa before it. It remains the same. The pattern, right? The pattern, if I was to show you the pattern table again, right? The pattern is the same. Do I have the pattern table here? Oh, no. Yes, I had right here. Oh, no. Okay, I don't have it in the book right now. Ah, right there, sorry. See, the patterns were the same. If you have alima, it is arthi fatha. Alimat fatha and then ta. But that changes because the pronoun changes. Huh? Then pronoun changed, pattern change. Pronoun change, pattern change. Pronoun change, pattern change. That's the idea. The only way the pattern is changing is because the pronoun is changing. If the pronoun does not change, the pattern does not change, right? That's the idea behind mabni.
Okay?
The past tense fi'ils pattern is applicable to all families. It was a nice thing. Even though we didn't study family 2, family 4, but guess what? When we looked at family 2, some of the family 2 fi'ils in our tutorial, people were able to get it. They were able to conjugate it. Likewise, family 4, for example, anzala, for example, nazzala. We looked at those and we were able to conjugate them because the pattern applied to all families. These two points are not applicable to the present tense fi'il. Okay? R3's tashkil and the present tense fi'il's pronouns are affected by a harf before it. So similar to harf jar and ism majrur, right? And we saw a couple of examples of that. You know, example of a harf affecting what goes on R3 is tashkil change from dhamma to fatha to sukoon. Make sense, people? The present tense fails pattern changes by family. This is family 1. Family 2 has a different pattern. Family 4 has a different pattern. Family 3, oh boy, slightly more complicated, but that's okay. Different pattern, but the advantage still is that the R3 part that we'll learn today still applies. Okay? What's before R3 will be different, but what's after R3, alhamdulillah, is still applicable. All right? Shall we proceed? Some of this will make sense when we get into a little bit more detail. Okay, this is now an interesting part. Status of present tense fi'il. The first concept to dissect is the status of the present tense fi'il. We can find an analogous situation in the study of ism. Look at the question. How do we tell the status of an ism? How do we do that? Well, we do that by generally looking at the tashkil on R3. So if I was to ask you, what is the status of the word ilmin? What would you tell me? Tell me that it is majrur.
Perfect.
Right? And how did you know? How did you know? Right. Kasra on R3. Right? Kasra on R3. That's the tashkil. I'm going to actually copy such as the answer here. Tashkil on R3. Does that make sense? How does the status of an ism change? Can I actually change this for a second, please? If you give me a minute. If I was to say ilmun, what is the answer here? Not a four, right? Yeah. Sorry about that. Okay. How does the status change for ilmun? Well, let's add a harf jar. Right? We can add a harf jar before it. For example, yeah, depends on what's before it, right? If I was to add min, what would I get? What would I get? I would get min ilmin, right? Min ilmin. People, you with me? So that is the idea for a ism, right? Not that far-fetched. Yes? Okay. The same applies to the present tense fi'il. Right? we can tell the status of the present tense fi'l by looking at the tashkil on R3. So let's look at the tashkil on R3. Oh, this is ya'lamu. Ya'lama. Ya'lam. Right? We could call this marfu' easily, right? Because it has dhamma. Right? And this one we can call mansub easily because it has a fatha. Correct? This one we can call majrur because it has no kasra. It has a sukoon. We gotta get another name for it. Ah, yes indeed. And then its status is affected by what's before it. Harf jar affected ism majrur. Air is likay. You can call this harf nasb. It makes it mansub. Likewise, lam. Okay, let's look at it. What do we have? We have the present tense fi'l has three statuses, just like the ism. Just like the ism. Okay, there is marfu'. Generally, a dhamma on R3. Do we see that here? What's the example for us here? Ya'lamu, right? This one. Marfu'. Mansub. What's the example for mansub? In our table? Ya'lama. Perfect. Ya'lama. And then the third one, majzoom. Majzoom. Ya'lam. Ya'lam. The pronoun, the actors we'll get to in a little bit, Shireen. But first, let's get the status part. Okay? Okay, let's get to the pronouns afterwards. Let's figure out what is happening with the fi'l itself. Firstly, ya'lam, that is majzoom, a sukoon on R3. You with me, people? That is the three statuses, marfu', mansub, majzoom. Marfu', mansub, majzoom. People, if I can have some of you unmuted and say it with me. Let's say it together a few times. Is that okay? All right, Brother Bilal. Yes. Let's have a few more people hopefully join. we'll say it. I'll say it and you say it after me, all right? Oh, Brother Haris, today you're not in a shared office? Yay, alhamdulillah.
I'm at home with this time.
Oh, alhamdulillah. All right, let's start. Marfu'.
Marfu'.
Mansub.
Mansoob.
Majzoom.
Majzoom.
Just like Zoom that we use for the class, right? Marfu'.
Marfu'.
Mansoob.
Mansoob.
Majzoom.
Majzoom.
Marfu'.
Marfu'.
Mansoob.
Mansoob.
Majzoom.
Majzoom.
All right, I'm going to say the fi'l, you tell me which one is it. Ya'lamu.
Marfu.
Marfu. Very good. Ya'lama.
Mansoob.
Mansoob. Ya'lam.
Majzoom.
Majzoom. Ta'lamu.
Marfu.
Ta'lama.
Mansoob.
Mansoob.
Mansoob. Right? Generally a fatha. The rest of you can also type this. Ta'lam.
Majzoom.
Majzoom. Amazing. Right? If I was to do this one, same thing, but A'lamu.
Marfu.
Marfu. Those of you who are not particular, you get, yeah, type it in, please. Very nice. A'lama.
Mansoob.
Mansoob. A'lam.
Majzoom.
Majzoom. Very nice. Na'lamu.
Marfu.
Marfu.
Marfu. Na'lama.
Mansoob.
Mansoob, mashallah. Na'lam.
Majzoom.
Majzoom. Very good. I'm just giving the people who are typing some time. You can put like a smaller version of it, like M-A-J-Z, like Sister Arifa did. That's very good. I like that. Jazakallah khair, everybody, for participating. That was awesome. Alhamdulillah. All right. So that is the three statuses for the present tense fi'l. All right. the three statuses. For present tense, activity is the activity for the three statuses for present tense. Now, as you, Brother Bilal is asking the question, okay, is this for present tense only? What about the past tense? What's the answer, people? What's the answer? The answer is yes, only for present tense. Past tense does not change, or past tense is unaffected, i.e., what's the word that we learned today? Mabni. Right? Unaffected. Think of a building. Past tense is like a building. Doesn't matter what kind of wind it is or what's happening around it. The building is a building. It's unaffected. Huh? Present tense, not so much. No majroor status. In fact, majroor we only keep for the ism. Majroor is only for ism. What about majroor? Only for isms. In reality, or in theory, sorry, fi'il cannot, R3 cannot take a kasra. This is a in theory. Why do I say in theory? Because when you have two sukoons coming back to back, there's going to be a kasra there, right? But R3 cannot take a kasra as a tashkil unless for two sukoons joining. Okay, this point, if you don't, this is a more advanced point. I'll write this and return back to this. But for now, only thing you have to worry about is this part. Majroor only for isms. Okay, this one. Difficult point, we'll come back to a little bit later. I'll explain this later. Okay? Are you okay with this part? My majroor is only for isms. Okay? Are you okay with this part? Present tense is the only one that has statuses. Yes? Are we okay with this idea that the past tense does not? Because the past tense is mabani. Alhamdulillah. And we're starting to see marfu, mansub, madzum. Yes? So far, so good. Yay, alhamdulillah. All right. What causes, right? Again, we said how to tell the status, and then how does it change, right? How does the status change? Well, we call a harf jar causes an ism majroor, right? Min ilmin. Similarly, in fact, almost identically, you have what? You have harf of nasb, or harf nasb causes a present tense fi'al to become mansub. Okay? And harf jazm causes a present tense fi'al to become majzoom. Okay? Notice here the interesting, notice the root letters. Okay? Are you with me, people? Look. Majroor. What is my R1? In majroor? Meme. Nope. It's jim. Jim. And R2? Ra. R3, ra, correct? Okay, harf what? Jar. Majroor, harf jar changes it. Does it have the same root letters? Jim, ra,
ra. Yes or no? Harf jar ism majrur. Yes or no? Yeah. Okay. Mansub. Mansub. Two letters. Noon. Number two. R2. Sad. R3. Ba. Okay. Harf. What? Harf nas. Same root letters. You got it. Majzoom. Majzoom. Root letters, people. Jim. Za. Meme. Harf what? Harf. Jazm. You notice that, people? By the way, majrur, mansub, majzum, what, like, does it remind you of the acted upon pattern? We just did that one today, right? Ma'loom, al-alim, al-ma'loom, majrur, mansub, majzum. Because they're acted upon. And the harf jar acts upon it and makes it majrur. The harf nasb acts upon it and makes it mansub. The harf jazm acts upon it and makes it majzum. Notice the acted upon pattern from the family. Harf jar acts upon the ism and makes it what? Makes it majrur, right? We call it ism majrur 100%, but I'm just writing majrur just for the sake of brevity. Harf nasb acts upon the fa'il, makes it what? Makes it mansub. Harf jazm acts upon the fa'il, makes it majzum. Make sense? That is that. What's the default? How do you make something marfu'? For isms, the default is marfu'. Right? For fi'l, likewise, the default for the present tense fi'l, in fact, let's just forget the essence for now. The default for present tense fi'l is marfu'. Okay? If there is nothing, in other words, if no harf nasb, no harf jazm, then marfu' by default. You with the people? Marfu' by default. That's like we're going to say marfu' by default. Okay, so here is, let's revisit something again, right? Let's revisit this idea again. See that here we have marfu' by default. Mansub because of leke, harf nasb. Majzum because of harf jazm. You with me? Marfu' by default. Mansub, harf nasb. Majzum, harf jazm. People, you with me so far? Alhamdulillah, we've covered a good amount. We've covered
the differences between fi'l, past tense, and present. It covered something very unique to the present tense fi'l with its statuses, not applied to past tense. Alhamdulillah, we covered it for the present. We covered the statuses and also what causes these changes. Okay? Harf nasb, harf jazm. Okay? And how you have something by default marfu. These are all important points before we get into our conjugation. Alright. Here is a list of harf nasb. Okay? We don't have to worry about memorizing it right now. But it's right here for you. Okay? You have an, which means to. Lan means will not. Li or likai means so that. Idhan means in that case. Hatta means until. We'll see examples of these in a little bit, inshallah. Okay? Li is also a harf jar. Yes. But if it's a harf jar, what will come after it? Isim majrur, right? If it's a harf nasb, what will come after it? A fi'l, present tense fi'l, in mansub status, right? So li, it's what it's acting on, or what type is it, a harf nasb or harf jar, is determined by looking at what's after it. Okay? Seems a little bit like circular, but in reality, you're like li. Could mean harf jar, could mean harf nasb. But let's look at what after. Oh, here's an ism that status majrur. All right. Harf jar. Or there's an ism after it. Harf jar. There's a fi'il after it. Harf nasb. Make sense? All right. If you thought li was interesting, wait until you get to the harf jar. In, if, lam, did not. We saw lam, right? We saw likai and we saw lam in our two examples. Likai and we saw lam. Lam ya'lam. Lamma, not yet. La, don't. Don't. Ma, what? Not all ma, but some ma's. Okay? Man. Not all months, some months. These two are tricky. We'll do these like at the very end of step study, by the way. These are the trickiest ones. Ma, man are the trickiest ones. We won't get to them yet. Okay? Li, wal, fal, should. We'll talk about this later as well. Okay? These are... if I peel the onion now, you will definitely cry. So let's leave that for now. We'll look at the easy ones. We'll look at an. We'll look at lam. Okay? Those are the easiest one, lan. Okay? To build our base. We're going to build our base first. Okay? Inshallah? Yes or no? Oh, okay, okay. What I'll do is, like, I'll write this in the notes. Yes. From the list, we are going to focus on an, lan. These are the harf nasb, right? Harf nasb, an, lan, and actually let's add li kay, right? And harf dozen, the one we're going to really concern ourselves with is lam for now. Okay? Lam for now. Is that okay? The others are coming. I'm going to say ma, man, in, will be dealt with in steps. Okay, and li, etc.
will be later in two. But we need to build a foundation before we get to li, right? Because as you will notice, li is a harf jar, li is a harf nasb, li is a harf jazm. Holy moly, why, how, when, right? Part three, steps to every part three, right? We're in part two. This is the one of the most advanced concepts, by the way. Okay? But I'm just going to write that there, inshallah, for you, just so that you don't get confused for now. Are we okay, though? I just wanted to list some of these harf nasb and harf jazm for you. Okay? Now, I don't expect you to memorize these, but we'll learn them over time. Now, let's move on to our study of the fi'l, the conjugation. We're going to study this in parts. Okay? We're going to study this in parts. Part one, part two, part three. Okay? We already looked at part one. All right? Part one was what we actually did in our activity. And it will be abundantly clear why we're breaking it up into parts very shortly. Okay? But the parts is really, really critical. Okay? The first one we did already, he, right? We did she, we did you, we did I, and we did we. Hmm? And as you can see in this, the marfu version R3 has a dhamma, mansub R3 has a fatha, madzum R3 has sukoon. Do you notice that? Marfu, mansub, madzum. Okay. Ta'lamu an ta'lama lam ta'lam, madzum. Ta'lamu you, R3 with a fatha. An ta'lama, sorry, R3 with a dhamma. أن تعلم أرثي with a فتحة لم تعلم أرثي with إي سكون مجزوم. We did this activity verbally. Yes? Do you remember we did this verbally? You guys were participating in it? Okay. أعلم مرفوع أن أعلم منصوب لم أعلم مجزوم. Oh, sorry, that's a mistake there. Thank you, Sister Umziad. Jazakallahu khairan. Catching that mistake. Shabilam ta'alam. Sorry. That's a copy paste error. Sorry about that. It's supposed to be sukoon. Okay? All right. Lastly, we know na'lamu marfu, na'lama mansub, lam na'lam madzum. So far, so good, people. We did this one before. The interesting thing to notice here is the actor. Do you notice something interesting about the actor? They are all hidden pronouns. Do you notice that? Now you might be wondering what is up with this. This is something we're going to learn, inshallah, next week. What is up with this hidden pronouns all these five being hidden pronouns. Okay? This is not hidden pronoun he or she, by the way. Now you have hidden pronoun you, hidden pronoun I, hidden pronoun we. That's your part one. That's why we split it by parts. Part one is where all of these are hidden pronouns. Part one is all the actors, all the fa'ils are hidden pronouns. That's why we split it. All right. I'm going to get to part two and part three, inshallah, on Thursday because I don't want to confuse us. But let's actually practice part one right now. Okay? Let's do an activity to practice part one. But just make some observations about part one
in a little bit as well. For the fi'il ja'ala yaj'alu. Okay? All right. Here's what we're going to do. People, you ready? I'm going to copy this. I'm going to paste it here. Okay? And I'm going to delete these guys. All right. Help me out. He. Marfu'. Yaj'alu. If you like to speak, by the way, by all means, you can speak, inshallah. Okay? All right. The she starts with a ta.
Taj'alu.
Taj'alu. Thank you. Is that Brother Bilal?
Yes.
MashaAllah. Yes. Jazakallah khair. Taj'alu. Ahsanta. Or ahsantum. MashaAllah. You've done well, Brother Bilal, and everybody else is participating as well. You. You make. Ja'ala yaj'alu means to make, right? You make.
Taj'alu.
Taj'alu.
Taj'alu. Taj'alu. Following the pattern. Ta. And then R through the Dhamma. Yes or no? I make.
Taj'alu.
Taj'alu.
Taj'alu. Taj'alu. Amazing. I'm going to make it a little smaller so it all fits. A little smaller still. Yay. And then we make.
Naj'alu.
Naj'alu. All right. Now, I'm going to use an. An means to. An yaj'ala means to make. All right? But I'm just gonna put an as our harf of nas for now. Okay. And I want us to do this because now we can kind of get in the habit of seeing it. So an mansub
najale
and yaj'ala. Yaj'ala. You see that? Okay. That or two, I'm trying to figure out how to say it. All right. To she make. An.
Taj'ala.
Taj'ala. Taj'ala. Okay. An. You make.
An taj'ala.
An taj'ala. It makes a lot more sense, by the way, in the context of a sentence. So when we get there, inshallah, we'll do that. And I make.
An aj'ala.
An aj'ala. An we make.
An naj'ala.
An
naj'ala.
Naj'ala. Very nice. An naj'ala. All right. Lam, he made, or he makes.
Yeah.
Lam yaj'al. Al. Excellent. Not she made.
Lam taj'al.
Taj'al.
Lam.
Taj'al.
Taj'al. Very good. Not you make.
لم تجعل
لم
تجعل
تجعل as well. MashaAllah, أحسنتم. Everybody who's participating. Not I make.
لم أجعل
لم أجعل. Not we make.
لم نجعل
لم نجعل.
All right, Jazakum Allah khair. How do you all find this, folks? So far? So far, so good? Tricky? Some observations, alhamdulillah, quickly. It says only for family one. That's an observation. Note the letter before R1. Ya for he. Ta for she. Ta also for you. A for I. Na for we. Notice R1 has a sukun. Always. Family one. Notice that R1 has a sukun. Do you check that out, people? Do you see this? Yaj, taj, 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 naj. This is family one's pattern, but something for us to notice. Okay, R3 reflects the status. Yaj'alu, or sorry, yaj'alu marfu, R3. Yaj'ala mansub. Yaj'al madzum. And we'll add another observation that we will come back to. All hidden pronouns. Okay, inshallah. Barakallahu feekum. We'll stop here. Barakallahu feekum. And we'll look at part 2 and part 3 on Thursday. Bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Sounds good? We'll practice more. Bi'idhnillah. Let it simmer until then. And then I'll see you then. Jazakumullah khair. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sister Arifa has one thing. Yes, Sister Arifa. Wa iyyakum. Yes. Sister Arifa, do you mind asking this question on Thursday? Because that's a very good question. Is that okay? Could you remember to ask that on Thursday, please? Jazakallahu khair. All right. Alhamdulillah. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.